This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is riding on the reform express with the government, simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. He emphasized that the focus must not be limited to policy intent only, but also on delivery excellence to maintain this momentum. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat through video conferencing today.
Ye desh reform express par sawar hai. Is momentum ko banaye rakhne ke liye, hame na keval policy intent par dhyan dena hai, balki delivery excellence par bhi focus karna hai. Hame AI, blockchain और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी, स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
Prime Minister said the national budget should not be judged as a short-term financial document, but as a long-term policy roadmap. He emphasized that its effectiveness must be evaluated using solid and substantive parameters rather than short-term measures.
बजट का आकलन अलग-अलग पैरामीटर्स पर किया जाता है. कभी स्टॉक मार्केट की चाल पर बात होती है, कभी इनकम टैक्स प्रस्तावों पर चर्चा केंद्रित हो जाती है. सच्चाई ये है कि राष्ट्रीय बजट कोई शॉर्ट टर्म ट्रेडिंग डॉक्यूमेंट नहीं होता, वह एक पॉलिसी रोडमैप होता है. इसलिए बजट की प्रभावशीलता का आकलन भी ठोस पैरामीटर्स पर किया जाना चाहिए.
A Delhi court today discharged former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. The court refused to take cognizance of the CBI charge sheet. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the charge sheet had several lacunae not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. The CBI has been probing alleged corruption in the formulation and execution of the erstwhile AAP government's now scrapped excise policy. President Draupadi Murmu today took a sortie in the indigenously developed light combat helicopter Prachand at the Jaisalmer Air Force Station in Rajasthan. The president was briefed by Indian Air Force officials about the helicopter's operational capabilities before the flight. The sortie was conducted by experienced Air Force pilots and showcased the advanced features, agility and combat readiness of the indigenous platform. The light combat helicopter Prachand is designed for high-altitude operations and has significantly enhanced the combat capabilities of the Indian Air Force. The president also interacted with senior Air Force officers and appreciated the efforts of scientists, engineers and personnel involved in strengthening India's indigenous defence manufacturing ecosystem. In the evening, the president will witness the Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti at the Pokhran Field Firing Range, where frontline fighter jets, transport aircraft and helicopters will demonstrate coordinated day-to-night combat operations. Former Chief Minister and AIADMK Coordinator O. Panneer Selvam, his son and former MP Ravindranath today joined the ruling DMK. His supporters also joined the DMK at the party headquarters Arivalayam in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the passing away of prominent defence analyst Maruf Raza. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Maruf Raza made a rich contribution to the world of journalism. He said Maruf Raza enriched public discourse with his nuanced understanding of defence, national security as well as strategic affairs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to freedom fighter Chandrasekhar Azad on his martyrdom day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the life of Chandrasekhar Azad teaches that the resolve to stand firm against injustice is true valour. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tributes to the freedom fighter. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England will take on New Zealand in a Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.